I speak to you in God's holy name, the Creator, the Sustainer, and the Redeemer, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today on Thanksgiving, we've enjoyed today because it's pet blessing, and we give thanks for all of creation. And we have to remember that we have evolved from the beginning. We've come from the sea, and most of the pet blessings today, all the live pet blessings, were of dogs. And the dog and ourselves share 60% of the DNA. We are very close to dogs. We're closer to other animals. But we've all come from the same source. God has created us, and we all evolve through the centuries, through the millennia, to where we are today. For we're all on a life journey together. And it's important to remember that all of creation is connected to each other. We are part of a whole. We are not separate from it. Now, the scripture reading today talks about taking command over the earth. And unfortunately, people have taken this idea of command over the earth to an extreme. And that extreme puts us all in peril. We are on the edge of the sixth extinction. And if we are not careful, we will not have a life in 100 years. That we humans will be extinguished. And there may be mosquitoes and crows and things, but we won't be here. And we have to learn to stop denying this reality and stop minimizing it and start working together. That all of us, no matter what age, no matter where we're from, we need to start talking to people around us that the extinguishment of the world is a real thing. And why is that? Well, we now know it's not a theory, it's a fact. And we see it happening with the death of the coral. We see it happening with the death of the phytoplankton in the sea. The acidification of the sea is causing these little microbial beings to die. And when they die, we're in trouble because 50% of the oxygen that we have on the planet comes from these animals that are in the sea. And so we all have to do our part, but we all have to become more environmentally sensitive and aware and start telling the people with power that if you don't start being aware of this, we're not going to vote for you. Lately, there's been a big push in the country to downgrade the importance of trying to control the amount of carbon we produce and to get rid of the carbon tax and all of this kind of talk. It is a bit of a pain for us to have to do this, but it's much more of a pain to be putting in the ground and burying all our neighbors and ourselves because we're dead. So it's taking the best of the worst situations. Some of what's going on reminds me of what's in the book of Job, which was the first reading this morning. Now, the book of Job is a play. It's a morality play. Most people don't understand that, but the tip-off is at the very beginning, where the heavenly beings are up with God, and Satan comes along, and they have a discussion about what to do with the good people in the world. And Job is an example. And so they see if they can. God says, I trust Job so much that he will not be broken down by whatever you, Satan, do to him. This is obviously a play. This has nothing to do with science, has nothing to do with evolution, has nothing to do with how we got here as a people. But it is a morality play. You can see the staging of it. And Job is one of the most interesting books of the Hebrew Bible, the Jewish Bible. And we as Christians would do well to study it and know more about it. In this play, we see the many attempts of evil in the world to break the heart of a good person who's trying to follow the compassionate message of God to love. And Job even gets attacked by his wife, as you saw in that first reading today, where when he gets all the sores, he just goes and treats his sores the way they knew how at that time, by lying in ashes, and which would give them lye, and the lye would kill virtually everything. And his wife says, "Look, just give it up." And he responds to her, "I'm not going to stop following God and following God in his love." Now, unfortunately, it's a put down of women in that reading, and that's not fair. We wouldn't write it that way today. But at that time, people didn't understand the dynamics of men and women and who we are and how we are. We have to be always prepared, no matter what the opposition. As Job was committed to living the love of God in a compassionate and caring way. And if you read through the book of Job on your own, you'll see he goes through a tremendous amount of pain and suffering. But he never gives up. He never gives up his view of supporting and being a loving person. We have to have that same determination about rescuing and working to overcome the climate change, which we humans, out of greed, have allowed to run out of control. And even though there's a hardship to us, we need to stand up and say we must work together across languages, across cultures, across racial colors, and work together to prevent the collapse of the environment and subsequently the collapse of life on the planet. It is something we must do, not just for the youngsters who are in our midst, but for their great-grandchildren yet to be born. Because it's going to take a while to happen. We can't think about just now. We have to think long-term. And we have to bring this message at all levels. Start going to the meetings that these politicians must have to meet the people, the town halls, and ask questions. What do you think about climate change? And how do you see our town dealing with it? How do you see our village dealing with it? What are you doing about it? And don't let them off easily. We must bring people to account to save the world, not for ourselves, we won't be that much affected, but it's for the people in ages to come. It is a challenge. We want to make sure that as Jesus brought the children to him and blessed them, that our great-great-great-grandchildren, who we'll never know on this planet ourselves, are blessed and have a life. And the only way we can do that is to stop turning the ship around now. When I was much younger, I lived in Port Hawkesbury, Nova Scotia. And in those days, they had big tankers that would come in, bringing oil. And the tanker would shut off at Cape Sable Island and coast in. It was that big. And if they wanted to turn the tanker, they had to start the turning approximately 20 miles. I don't know what that is in kilometers. 35 kilometers. They had to start the turning then because it took so long to slow it down and to bring the boat around. Climate change is somewhat like that. The momentum is in favor of destruction. It's going to take time for us to transition to a new economy and a new way of seeing things. But the time to start working at it is now. And so this week, as we thank God for all the harvest, we thank God for our life in Canada, we thank God for the skills that we have, we thank God for the pets that are in our lives, and for our families, and for our loving relationships. Today we remember Jean Hope, and we give thanks that she was a part of us, and we are going to set aside our memorial garden in her memory. We're going to do that right after church. All of this is a sign of something bigger, that we are a community of God, dedicated in love of God and God's love for us, but working with each other to bring change for the future. We are called to be a community of love, and a community of love of not just us, but bigger. And so today, as we receive the sacrament, I invite you to think about all that we're thankful for, that we live in gratitude, but we want generations yet unborn to share in this same gratitude. May God bless us all as we journey and live. Amen.